I'm happy to welcome to the studio today Bambi and Kyle Howard. We're here to talk about all things barbershop. Now, the two of you have been very busy because, Bambi, you're involved with the Heart of Michigan Sweet Adeline's Chorus and Kyle with the Mountain Town Singers. Tell us a little bit about what's happening next week at CMU.
Well, we've got several things going on next week at CMU. The Mountain Town Singers, which is an all-male chorus, is having their annual chapter show on Thursday night, June 27th at 7:30. And as part of that, we're inviting in Bambi's chorus, the Heart of Michigan, as well as another Sweet Adeline's chorus, Crossroads Harmony out of Reed City, and then something brand new to the Central Michigan area, the Mountain Town Family Chorus. Now, this is all in connection with the Harmony Explosion Camp, which is an annual camp that Mountain Town Singers run for young people ages 15 through 25.
And this is all barbershop singing.
Most of it is barbershop. We do some a cappella singing, but not in the traditional barbershop style, but most of it is barbershop style.
Kyle and Bambi, what is barbershop style? How is it different than singing in the church choir? What makes barbershop barbershop? Without getting into too much music theory, if we can.
All right, well, I won't get too technical. Most people, when they think of choral music, they think of the soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and the melody is contained in the soprano part. So if you think of the Brahms Requiem, for instance, you're going to hear the melody mostly from the sopranos. In barbershop, the melody is carried in the part called the lead, which we would traditionally call the alto part.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's supported by three harmonic lines, the tenor, which sings above the lead, the baritone, which is just below the lead, and then the bass.
Mm-hmm. So the melody is kind of tucked away in the middle there with the lead.
It is, yes. And in most barbershop songs, the lead, they get all the juicy stuff. And all the other three parts are jealous.
Yeah, but those bass, those bass notes are pretty cool too.
They are when I can reach them.
So what makes barbershop harmony barbershop harmony? Again, without getting too technical into the music theory of it.
I think you're looking for chords that ring and you hear an extra overtone. Like you see that there are four voices singing, but you hear a fifth voice. And
Bambi, I'm having a little trouble hearing you there. I'm not sure why, but maybe get a little closer to your microphone.
All right. Well, I was saying that you're looking for chords that ring and that you're also looking for an overtone, which is like a fifth note in there that nobody's singing.
So when those chords ring, when those four notes ring together, ring kind of in air quotes here I'm doing,
yeah,
it actually sort of acoustically, sort of scientifically produces another note.
That other note happened, and it brings tears to your eyes when it happens right.
Yeah, and everybody has to be singing just perfectly.
Yes,
they
do.
All have to be on the same, literally the same wavelength, the same sound wavelength.
Right, and if you go back to Gregorian chant, a lot of Gregorian chant is based on something called an open fifth,
mm-hmm,
right? It's two parts and they're a fifth apart. And back the ancients used to call that extra sound the angels in the rafters.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yep.
Let's listen to some barbershop harmony and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what you're doing here in mid-Michigan. Here's a medley called the Smile Medley, and I think we will do that when we hear this barbershop tune. Enjoy. That was the Max Q Quartet with the Smile Medley, and Kyle was giving the thumbs up and was air conducting, and as I was looking at the CD, I realized that I went to school with one of these guys and sang in a barbershop group with him in the choir. So that's kind of an interesting thing there, interesting side note. So, so it's hard not to smile when you hear those notes ringing like that.
Nobody can post like Tony DeRosa.
So the barbershop community is well known. I mean, you all kind of know each other.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the unique qualities about barbershop is there are very few personalities. Like in pop music, mm-hmm, the guys have their posse, whatever. In barbershop, you're just friends. And it doesn't matter if you're an international champion or if you're some guy who just joined the local chorus last week.
because when folks get together and sing, it's all good, right?
It really is.
Yeah. So that brings me to who does sing in the Mountain Town Singers and in the Heart of Michigan? Who are some of the folks in the group? What all walks of life, ages?
We do have people from all walks of life. We have in the Sweet Adelines chorus, we have a cook, we have several nurses, we have several teachers. We have a lot of people who have retired from working in the prison. We just have a whole bunch of people from varied walks of life that have come in, and we just love to sing.
And these don't have to be professional expert musicians.
None of us are professional mm-hmm. musicians. We love to sing. We love to bring those chords.
Actually, it's been my experience within barbershop. Some of the best musicians are actually not professional musicians. David Wright, who is a great arranger, is a math professor at a college out in Minnesota.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Math and barbershop harmony.
Well, yeah, they go together.
Yeah, they do.
Well, music is what math sounds mm-hmm. like.
So. That's right.
Especially with all of those tight harmonies and those chords.
Yes.
Yeah, and on the guys' side, we've got college professors as well, guys that sing or work here at CMU. I've got a guy who's my chapter president who does cabinetry work to earn money. So we've got all walks of life that sing.
So the only requirement for singing in a barbershop or Sweet Adeline's chorus is that you love to sing.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
And love to have fun.
Yes.
And that's key. Fun.
Now, you mentioned the family chorus. That's a really interesting thing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the family chorus, it came about back in January. I've been out of education for a while. I taught music ed for a while. And I was thinking, I wonder if my kids would want to get the band back together, so to speak. And then I thought, well, we could work on a couple songs, and then I'll spring it on my chapter president. We could sing on the chapter show. About a week later, I get a text from him. He goes, I've been working on this project, this something called a family chorus. And the idea is very similar. We just wanted to bring families together because Sweet Adelines, they do female only. And the barbershop guys, we do guys only. But there wasn't really an avenue or a venue for families to sing together. Like the Von Trapps, right?
Right.
And we put this together. We weren't sure how it would turn out, and it has been a raging success. Especially, in the Central Michigan area, we have 31 people who have come out for this brand new venture they've put themselves out there going, I don't know what this is all about, but I'm willing to be the pioneer.
And obviously it's a mixed chorus.
Yeah,
oh,
very
yes.
much. Mm-hmm. Our youngest member is 10 years old.
Wow.
And our oldest member is 82, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Yes.
Nice.
So
it's a
men and women.
Good
yes.
group. Good group of singers.
And they're making their debut on the 27th?
On
they
the
are.
27th. They are excited. In fact, they're so excited they're saying, when are we going to do this again?
Nice. And will that group continue?
We built this as a short-term deal mm-hmm. because people's time is precious. And we, like I said, families, right? So during the school year, you've got, ball games and concerts that the school does and so on. And we wanted something here at the end of the school year, beginning of summer, that families could do together. So we're not looking at this to be something they come to every week, 12 months out of the year, until they get tired of it and find something else.
Sounds like that may change, though.
Well, maybe. We're already talking about something for the fall.
Nice, nice.
Yes.
And also, this concert on the 27th, again, it's at 7:30 p.m. at the Staples Family Concert Hall at the CMU School of Music. That also kicks off another event, the Harmony Explosion Summer Camp.
Yes, this is our ninth year of doing the Harmony Explosion Camp. And like I said before, we bring in young people ages 15 through 25, and they sing in the a cappella style. And we bring in some of this top-notch barbershop talent that we just heard. I mentioned Tony DeRosa. We contacted Tony several years ago, and he was very interested in coming in and doing our camp. It just, the timing didn't work out. But we've got people who are equally as talented. David Zimmerman is our male clinician. He's an international champion, quartet champion, sings with a group called Instant Classic. And then the female clinician is a young lady by the name of Kim Newcomb, who sings baritone with a Sweet Adelines quartet called The Ladies, And they just finished 9th in the world.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
And they'll be working with young people during this camp.
That's correct.
What a wonderful thing. Now, when folks come to the concert at 7:30 p.m. on the 27th at the Staples Family Concert Hall, what will they hear? What can they expect?
Well, they can expect everything from traditional barbershop, like we just heard. We'll do an arrangement of a song called Paper Moon that made its debut back in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. But they're also going to hear a piece of music that'll take them back to maybe their teenage years, or for the young people, you know, their parents' teenage years, called Hooked on a Feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the one that starts called Ooga Chaka, Ooga Chaka, right? So we do, barbershop today is not your father or your grandfather's barbershop.
I was just going to say that. This is not your father's barbershop.
No,
it's not. It's not.
I mean, we think of a barbershop with the guys in the striped coats with the straw hats. And
and there are quartets out there. Well, Tony DeRosa's latest quartet, Main Street, they dress like that. But most of the quartets, they're breaking away from that. And they're singing Billy Joel, and they're singing Queen arrangements.
Well, that's also a good way to attract all kinds of folks and younger folks to barbershop.
Right. Exactly.
So what do you want folks to take away from that concert?
Well, we want them to take away having a good evening, you know, a fun evening of hearing great music. And maybe a little bit of the idea of, hey, I can do that. That sounds like something I would like to do. And, you know, join the ranks. Bambi, you know, your chorus meets where, when?
We meet every Monday night. And during the summertime, we meet at St. Louis Baptist Church in St. Louis, Michigan. And we start at 7 o'clock.
And the only requirement is that you love to sing.
That you love to sing, that's right.
And the Mountaintown Singers, we meet on Wednesday nights at 6:30 at the Maury FlexTech Education Center out on Blanchard Road.
Contact information?
For Mountaintown Singers, you can go to our website, mountaintownsingers.org, and
for the Sweet Adelines for Heart of Michigan, you can go to heartofmichiganchorus.org.
So let's get folks to the concert on the 27th, and for tickets and information there,
You can go to the website, or you can visit the website Eventbrite, that's B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite, and you can search for things that are happening in the Mount Pleasant area. You can purchase your tickets online, or you can order your tickets and pick them up at the door.
So we get to the concert, we love the music, we join a chorus and sing barbershop and have a great time.
That's right.
Thanks so much for letting us know all about barbershop and what it's all about. And again, it's not your father's or your grandfather's barbershop anymore.
No, it's not. Thank you for having us, Judy.
Thank you so much.
Let's go out with Sing, Sing, Sing. Again, here's Max Q.